Compliment of the season. Welcome to Mudia's Diary. My name is Franca Ayanka, and today I will be speaking about a topic clued from Amani Talks newsletters. How secure are you? On Amani Talks, the theme is, are you insecure? And we'll just dive right into it. He said, I quote, there has been a viral topic on TikTok about can men and women be friends? Different people are providing their 2 cents on it. Well, my 2 cents is men and women can be friends. You're friends with your colleagues, you're friends with, you know, your classmates, you're friends with a couple of people that you have common interest with, of course. Men and women can be friends. But now, the yes and no camp that people are, you know, typically, can you have a girlfriend that has another male partner as a friend, a bestie? No, that's where the no come in. You cannot. If you're in a committed relationship, you cannot have a bestie guy, only if that bestie guy oh my god, I don't know what to say now, because there are circumstances where 10% of people, or, you know, just a handful of small group of people have challenged this status quo and you know, shattered the glass ceilings or done something outrageously different, and they've proved us wrong that you can be best friends and be, you know, in a relationship and be married. They have proven to us that they are the, you know, very few in this category that have these friendships or friends outside of marriage. Very few of them have done this, and we can no longer say that everybody, or we cannot, you know, stereotype it. We have to put them into, you know, into consideration, because they have done this great thing. Well, do these people know what insecure means? Amani continued to speak about it. He said, a person who makes a decision that is not grounded in reality due to emotional reasons, that's someone that's insecure. And then he goes further to say, can men and women be friends? What they are really asking is, should your partner chill with the opposite sex alone for multiple interactions, best friend or not? Amani's answer is no. My answer too is no, 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 for whatever reason. But after a long experience, I've had a couple of different experiences. Amani, I'd like to come have a live interaction with you on this topic, because I've exposed myself to a couple of situations where this your no could be challenged. But your explanation is quite interesting. It's every now and then may be fine. Of course, he's not saying no, 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 no. He's saying every now and then may be fine. Group settings are fine. So like I initially said in the first introduction, but letting your partner around the opposite sex solo multiple times seems like a problem in the making. Of course, you've started a fire that you need firefighters to put it out if you're not careful. Because folks who throw out the insecure labor so liberally don't understand a thing called biology. They have very clean books, book smart thinking, but they lack messy shit smart thinking. Messy thinking factors in lust, jealousy, momentary lapse in judgment, and so forth and so forth. So let's go back to the basics. Does a baby exercise much thought into the future? Nah. Is a baby a biological creature? Yes. I like how Amani explains this. I love reading his newsletter. Biology was there first and critical thinking came later, even though humans seem very civilized in society. Don't forget about biology. Even though it seems like a non-factor in day-to-day decision-making, don't undermine its presence. It's perfectly reasonable for a person to say, I don't feel comfortable with my partner chilling with a heterosexual male when I am not around. Once or twice is fine, but multiple times? Nah. I'm not cool with it. I go with this person, I am this person, I'm not cool with it. Once in a while, group settings, of course. So, how secure are you in your relationship? How secure are you? Funny enough, I got an article that I would literally love to recommend. If I get a response to this podcast, I'll be dishing out, just drop your email address. When you reach out to me, if you find this podcast quite interesting. And of course, I'll be teaching out, I'll be forwarding this email, this article to you personally to help you understand a lot of different issues surrounding insecurities and personal growth. I love personal growth because I am looking to improve every day. I'm flawed and so are millions of people. So he continued, I like folks who have some emotion, basic boundaries. When you lack any emotion at all, that's not secure. That's called being a wimp. Girl, hey hon, I'm going to chill with my ex at his place for a few. Are you dumb? That's the question. That's the very first question you would ask. Your ex at his place for a few. Except you have a superficial husband. If you have a human husband in the flesh, this is a no. But if your husband is a spirit, then you can go for sure and chill with anybody you like. So I'll be chipping in this song that, you know, got me really happy. It's a damn cold night, trying to figure out this life. Take me by the hand, take me somewhere new. I don't know who you are, but I'm with you. This is the typical response. If your girlfriend ever calls to tell you that, I'm going to chill with my ex. This is what she's thinking to you. Take me by the hand, take me somewhere new. I don't know who you are, but I'm with you. Sounds, if your guy, if a guy responds, it sounds good. When will you be back? I'll have dinner. Just know your relationship is over. It's destroyed. You have nothing left. The mainstream will fool you into thinking this is the secure thing to do. It is a lie. Like I just said, you are over. You guys are no longer in a relationship. You are in a situationship. You guys are heading for, you know, the big Titanic sinking ship. That one. But I believe that the cowardly or the painfully ignorant thing to do is to say, yes, you can go. It's important, very important to have boundaries, because the same people throwing out the labels will show you little empathy when you follow the advice and things don't sour. Let's say you allow the mainstream to change your mind. Secure. You say, sure, my girl can chill with a guy multiple times without any supervision. The guy best friend turns out to be in orbiter. An orbiter is a guy who masquerades as a friend because he's playing the long game. he lacks the courage to tell the girl he likes her. So he just waits for her partner to fumble so he can swoop in. Amani, this is the first time I'm hearing about an orbiter. Thank you very much. It's a good word. So he just waits for your partner to fumble so he swoop in. Men with experience can spot an orbiter from a mile away. Very attractive women have had one or more situations where a guy best friend went in for a kiss or was rejected and he flipped a switch right after. He was putting on an act. An orbiter is a nice guy plus the lust. Now I know. When you see an orbiter, you should know he's a nice guy plus the lust. He slowly touches her shoulder. She doesn't think much of it. The shoulder touches turn longer. She doesn't think much of it. The shoulder touches turns into a kiss. The girl is non-confrontational, so she doesn't stop him. The girl tells her boyfriend she accidentally cheated. I didn't kiss him. He kissed me. What does that even mean? The boyfriend is blindsided. The same accepting boyfriend tells the mainstream about his current predicament. The same people who were virtue signaling are now like, you really let your girl chill solo with another man? That's many times. They point the finger back at you. Broken inner compass with nothing to show for it. Yeah. So, insecure at face value. Don't buy the phrase insecure at face value. Amani, this story, you cut it short. Alright. Well, my story is, how secure are you in your relationship? Well, have you ever had a relationship where it feels like you have nothing? Well, if you start questioning any relationship you have with whoever, know that you have nothing. Once there's a question, the answer is nothing. You have nothing. But if you find yourself in a relationship where there's a real communication, there's a real human being, day in, day out, physically there for you, then you have something. So if you're not in a physical relationship where there's a human being in it, the person is there for you 24/7, then you have nothing. So I close this conversation by, check who you're with, check your relationship, even your friendships too, your inner circle with your girls, your inner circle with your guys, whatever it may be, check it. You might be the only one there and no one else. So I hope we've been able to address something eating deep in the ruts of the society today. I'll be looking forward to podcasting more in the new year. So, from Franca Ayanka, it's a Merry Christmas and thank you, Amani. All this has been clued from Amani Talks. You can subscribe to his newsletters because I enjoy reading from him. Thank you. Stay blessed. Bye.